Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed.
Another Saturday night edition with your host, McCorley Matthew. That's me. And my co-host on the other line, as usual, William Willie Boy Ramon. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing? How's everybody doing in radio world?
Yeah, it's been an entertaining night. I was watching the NBA All-Star game. Not All-Star game, but All-Star weekend.
Yep.
All-Star Saturday night, I should say. Were you watching it?
Oh, yeah.
Turned out to be a very entertaining All-Star night. You had the Skills Challenge, a team of Damian Lillard and Trey Burke one for the West in that skills challenge. Then you had in three-point contest, Marco Bellinelli, who plays for the Spurs, he won the three-point contest. And in the slam dunk contest, which just finished moments ago, the East team won, which consisted of Paul George, John Wall, and Terrence Ross. They won it for the East. Yep, and John Wall had the winning dunk of the night.
Yep.
And he ended up, you know, being awarded the slam dunk of the night. So it capped off a great night of NBA All-Star Saturday. It was great to watch.
Yeah, it was. But I would have to agree with the TNT, you know, pre- and post-game guys. The only thing that was missing is that the three guys in the East didn't face off against each other.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see. Yeah, I wanted to see more dunks. I didn't really like the format. I thought they should have kept it, you know, individual.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
I agree with that.
We'll see. I mean, it's a new twist. I hope they don't keep it like that, you know, because, you know, I want to see these guys perform more of their dunks. I would love to see what other dunks John Wall had in store. So.
Exactly. Cause that's the only thing that got cheated out of the dunk. I mean, I like the Macklemore Shaq intro. I thought I was watching WWE. But
yeah.
John Wall's, man, his dunk was clearly the best dunk of the night. I mean, he got the ball between his legs from taking the ball from the Wizards mascot, and then like in midair he dunked it, man. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was great to watch. Like I said, I wish we could have seen more of what other dunks, you know, he had. But unfortunately, this new format didn't allow us to see that. So hopefully it reverted back to, you know, last year's format. So
yeah, the East, man, they just dominated that.
Oh, yeah. The East was great. And Damian Lillard, man, he was, like, in every event.
Mm-hmm.
Skills challenge, three-point contest, slam dunk. Tomorrow he's going to be a reserve off in the All-Star game, so this guy's going to be tired by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And what time is the All-Star game tomorrow? It's like what?
I think 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. Going to be rooting for my boy Melo.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Hopefully he wins the All-Star game MVP.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, so it should be great to watch.
He's the title.
Yep, definitely.
And then next year when the All-Star game, you know where the All-Star game is going to be next year?
Madison Square Garden.
You got it.
Yep. Hopefully Melo will re-sign with the Knicks and maybe he could win All-Star MVP there next year. Who knows?
Hopefully.
We'll see.
And the skills challenge, you know, the three-point slam dunk, they're going to be, guess where?
Yeah, MSG, of course.
Nope, it's going to be at the Barclays Center.
Oh, Barclays, right. I forgot about that, yeah.
Because they're sharing the duties. Knicks
get
MSG, the game, the All-Star game itself, and then next year, the skills, three-point, and the slam dunk will be at Barclays Center.
Yeah, I might have to buy tickets to that next year.
Yeah, that should be fun.
I'll go and see that. Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, so the NBA, it was great to watch. Looking forward to the All-Star game tomorrow. Valentine's Day just passed, which was yesterday. Did you do anything special for Valentine's Day?
Nope. You?
Not really. I didn't scratch my balls. I mean, yeah, nothing really. I mean, what did I do last night? I was watching something last night. And what was I watching? Because I know I missed SmackDown, so I didn't get to watch SmackDown, but what was on TV? I'm trying to think. I was probably just on my computer, I guess. But anyway, Valentine's Day was yesterday. Well, I got my office some cupcakes, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's courtesy. I got the whole office some cupcakes, some from Crumbs Bakery.
Nice.
Yeah, they didn't really have anyone to share Valentine's Day with this year, so.
I feel you, man.
But hopefully next year. Hopefully next year.
Hopefully I get a shorty myself.
Yeah, me too. Shit. Hopefully I get two.
I don't get greedy. When people try to end up with some, they end up with none.
Never know.
Shoot for one, my friend.
But just want to talk about some news from this past week. Other than Valentine's Day, Derek Jeter, one of my all-time favorite sports heroes.
Man, who's kidding? That's your favorite of all time.
Oh yeah, of course. No question, Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, if I was growing, he could have been my Valentine.
you say he's one of them. I mean, come on, man. There ain't nobody above him in your sport. In your sporting.
Yeah, he would be he's my favorite. Definitely, he's my favorite.
I mean,
athlete of all time.
I mean, he wins on and off the field, and he. I mean, out of the guys you root for, I mean, that you grew up, watching, he's the guy who won the most championships.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, he's clearly everywhere you look at it.
Yeah,
that's your ultimate top sports athlete of all time, right there.
Yeah, man, This past week, he announced that this upcoming season will be his last of his historic career with the New York Yankees, and I'm going to miss the guy. I mean, if you ask any Yankee player, even a Yankee fan or even Yankee haters, they'll tell you the player that they respect the most on the Yankees is Derek Jeter. You know,
it's
love
him. Mariano.
Yeah, him and Mariano, you love him or hate him, but, you know, the guy's a class act. One of the clutch hitters that you'll ever see in baseball history. I mean, there's so many top Derek Jeter moments, I can't even name one specifically, you know?
You ain't lying, man. He got 5 championships. Yeah. He made, like, great plays in the World Series and in the postseason.
Yeah, most hits by a shortstop ever. 2,000 hits.
Most hits as a Yankee.
Most hits as a Yankee. 10 women pregnant.
I mean, he's like you said, he's done it all.
He's done it all, man. And it's going to be sad to see him go, after this season. I mean, we're not going to really have anyone. I mean, I thought Cano, he would have kept him. He would have been the face of the franchise, but...
Exactly.
I mean, who's going to be the next face of the franchise? I mean...
I'd say, hands down, Randy Orton. He's the face of the WWE. Apparently.
I mean, it's going to be sad to see, but Derek Jeter, yeah, he announced his retirement, and he wrote like a 3-page letter thanking Yankee fans and Yankee organization and writing about, how it was his dream come true to be a Yankee. You know, he shared it with his fans on Facebook.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah,
Very nice of him.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be sad to see this guy go, but as a tribute to Jeter, I wanted to play a little video. You know, the video you can watch on YouTube, it's called Derek Jeter Ultimate Highlights, but you'll hear some highlights of his career and, of course, some sad music in the background.
Mm-hmm. So, try not to cry.
I'll try not to, man. Here's my Derek Jeter tribute.
Now batting the New York Yankees, the shortstop, number 2, Derek Jeter.
Here's the kid, Derek Jeter, hunting for his first major league hit. And sends a base hit into left, and now put that ball back in the Yankee dugout. Derek Jeter, after going 0-for-6, finally has his first major league hit. Throwing the ball over to the Yankee dugout. I'm sure that'll be the first one. A lot of hits for that brilliant young infielder, Derek Jeter.
In any sport, the truly great ones do more than just play better than the rest. They find ways to succeed that recalibrate possibility. They take roots to legends that are indelible. They do things the way Derek Jeter does.
There is nothing that this man has done that surprises me. Nothing.
He's what you hope your superstars will be, and he's even better than you could hope. It's a huge honor to put this uniform on every day and come out here and play.
But there is a Derek Jeter tribute. You could go online and watch it on YouTube. You'll hear it much clearly and see the actual highlights of his career. But Will, let me ask you a question. As a Mets fan,
sure,
and a Yankee hater, what Derek Jeter play sticks out most that you kid to say that, wow, that's one of the top plays you've ever seen?
Man, I mean, like you said, there's so many. I mean, this guy, I mean, he scared me the most every time he come up to the plate. So, if the Yankees are losing and Derek Jeter is hitless, man, you know you got a great chance of winning the game.
Oh,
you
yeah.
See Derek Jeter up at the plate, and you know something in favor of the Yankees is gonna happen. For sure.
This guy
rarely makes it out, man. And if you were listening to the video, you would think he never made an error, and he's never been, you know, retired at the plate.
Yeah.
But all seriousness, I mean, he's a great player, you know, you know, MLB will definitely miss him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I won't miss seeing him against the Mets, but, you know, other than that, you know, he's a great player, you know. It's good that he's going out on his own terms, you know. You know, he's not injured, you know, like he's been the last couple of years, and, you know, it's great, you know. And, you know, he should get a similar send-off to his longtime teammate, Mariano Rivera, and it will be well-deserved.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree with what you said. I mean, one of the most clutch players you'll ever see in baseball history, you know, and, yeah, it's going to be tough to see him leave as a Yankee, but, you know, players, they can't last forever, you know. They have to retire at one point, and this is going to be the last hurrah for Derek Jeter. So enjoy it and take it all in, you know, this season when you see him play. You know, record it if you have to, take pictures, do whatever you got to do to see the last moments of number two, Derek Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be sad to see, but it's going to be hopefully, you know, he helps us win the championship. He goes out on top, just like he came in on top. So we'll see what happens this upcoming year with him and the Yankees.
It'll definitely be interesting. 2014 will definitely be an interesting year, for the Yankees, and see how they, you know, how they bounce back, you know, with the acquisitions of McCann, Tanaka, and Carlos Beltran, now a member of the Yankees. So should definitely be, you know, an interesting season for the Yankees. See how they rebound, you know, for not making the playoffs. Probably.
Yeah.
The only two times in Derek Jeter's career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll see what happens. The El Capitan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I want to go to a quick break here. It's Black History Month, as you know.
Right.
Celebrating, honoring Black accomplishments and Black achievements. And SNL, a couple weeks ago, had a skit where they had... The only three Black actors on the show, which is
what's his name?
Jay Farrow.
Keenan.
Keenan and what's the new?
Tim Thompson and what's her name? What's with an S? I forgot.
Bashir Zamata.
Yes, that's it. Right, thank you. That's it.
So they appeared in a sketch where they went into a classroom and started singing about Black History Month, and the song that they came up with was the 28 Reasons to Hug a Black Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they came up with.
Okay, February is Black History Month, and we have a presentation from Kevin, Tyrese, and Michelle. Get on up here. All right.
Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman. Hold up, it's that time of the year again. It's our month to shine, everybody lend your ear again. We about to get it in and set it off mentally. It really don't teach us stuff in school, it's a mystery. Black history, our forefathers paved the way. Here's 28 reasons to hug a black guy today.
Number one,
we deserve a chance.
2 through 28.
Slavery. So many reasons to give a black guy a hug. So many moments, so many heroes. So show our people love.
White people, we ain't trying to brawl. You know we ain't mad at all of y'all. We love Michael McDonald and Daryl Hall. Put your hands up if you're down with the cause. Keep them up if your ancestors owned us.
Number three, slavery. Number four, slavery. Number five, slavery. Number six, slavery. Number seven, slavery. 22, jazz. I'm kidding.
I hear what you're saying, and that's real hip, but allow me to play devil's advocate.
What? Sit down.
I'm sorry.
Sit down. 28 reasons for this season. Power to the people. Yeah, put your hands up. So many moments, so many heroes.
So show our people love. We wanted many reasons, did a lot of research, slavery kept coming up.
When I say slavery, you say sorry. Slavery.
Sorry.
Slavery.
Very cool. Very sorry and very cool.
All right, so there you go.
That was funny.
28 reasons to hug a black guy, which was mainly slavery.
Yeah, maybe. I think that was the only reason.
It's a funny scene. You got to watch it on YouTube. It's funny.
Yeah, I definitely got to check that out. That was funny. There were so many reasons. And all of them happened to be slavery.
What else? This past week also, two celebrities came out and revealed they were gay. College football player Michael Sam.
Oh yeah, I heard
that. He's gay and looks like he's gonna be drafted NFL. So if he does get drafted, he's gonna be the first openly gay player in the NFL.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna be the first because he's a top player.
Yeah.
There's no way, you know, any of the teams, you know, are going to face bad publicity by not, you know, by not drafting that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I know a lot of players are going to be very wary. I've heard some players actually, you know, say that have denied any players being gay in the NFL. But I'm sure there's been a lot of players that have been gay in the NFL, they just haven't come out yet.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, and, every sport, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have, you know, gay people, but, you know, of course they're not going to come out of the closet because they don't want to be scrutinized or, you know, they don't want to be under the limelight. But, I mean, if he does get drafted, this Michael Sam guy, I mean, he's going to be first openly gay player in the NFL, and that's going to be interesting to see how, you know, the media deals with that and how players in the locker room, you know, react to him being there. So, and also, actress Helen Page yesterday in a conference in Las Vegas announced that she's gay.
Helen Page, who's that?
She was in. She's a really cute chick.
Wait, are you talking about Ellen Page from Juno?
Ellen Page.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, her name is Ellen or Helen?
Ellen, like DeGeneres.
You know? Okay, yeah, Ellen Page, okay.
I'm like, who is this?
Yeah, she was in Juno, she was in X-Men The Last Stand, she was a Shadowcat. She was in Inception, you know, a lot of movies and TV that she did. So she's come out and says that she's gay, which I never expected. I mean, I
didn't know either. I mean, it never crossed my mind, but, you know, all is good. She admitted it.
Yeah, so she just revealed that she's a carpet muncher, which isn't a bad thing, because I am too, so. Yeah, so a lot of people coming out these days out of the closet, you know. Big news. Yeah, I just heard it today. Shit, that's how I found out. So, yeah, a lot of people coming out, a lot of big news. Other big news, you told me this, 1 Years is coming out on DVD, finally.
Oh, yeah, about time. Like, two of the DVDs we were just talking about, like, a few months ago are coming out.
Finally, man, after years of protesting and petitioning.
Two DVDs that people would never thought to see the light of day, The Batman and, of course, Wonder Years. Congratulations. I think Time Life is in charge of both of those DVDs, if I'm not mistaken. Definitely the Wonder Years one. So kudos to them, and hopefully this will make the other companies like Disney, who are sitting on gold mines like Disney Afternoon and all these other wonderful, the Spider-Man cartoon and Good Morning, Miss Bliss, to name a few, they'll finally release these DVDs. And, you know, hopefully they'll get jealous off the money that Time Life will make.
Oh, yeah.
Off selling these DVDs, so congratulations to them.
And Winnie Wonder Years, she was the bomb back in the day.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Make you want to sing that song. Make you want to sing the theme song in a karaoke machine.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Karaoke.
What would you do? Yeah. I loved her back in the day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I thought sometimes she was a little mean to Kevin, though.
Yeah, at times, yeah, she was, you know.
I thought she was a bitch sometimes on the show. But, you know. She played a little cat and mouse game with Kevin at times.
Oh, yeah. She definitely did.
It's going to be great to see that show. When it comes out, trust me, I'm going to get my hands on it.
Oh,
first come, first serve.
You are going to be in shut up, take my money mode.
Yeah, okay.
that's what we've been telling these companies, man. Release these classic shows. All these classic shows should be released. Whether I like them or you like them, as long as the fans want to see them out, they should be released.
Oh, yeah. So, and you said it's going to be the complete series. So these are not going to be just volumes. This is a complete set.
Complete series. They're not playing, man. They are not playing. They're not releasing a three-episode volume DVD and saying that's a volume one. These are legitimate complete series. Plus, the company retained most, if not all, of the music. So, yes, the original theme song
about that.
Will be in there.
Great. That's great to hear.
And plus, of course, bonus stuff. I mean, you think I'm working for the company the way I'm talking about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he sounds like a spokesman.
I'm pumped. Shoot, I wish I was getting a paycheck from that. You hear that, Disney? You better get your act together, man. Need the rest of these DVDs, man.
Yeah, later this year, looking forward to both Batman and One Years, so check that out later.
Whoever has the rights for Step by Step, release it, please.
Oh, yeah. I got the best of, well, the fan favorite, whatever they call that.
Yeah, whatever they want to call fan favorite, a.k.a. I just want to release a few episodes to see if people will buy it.
I'm optimistic, you know, that they can release these other ones since, you know, now Batman and One Years. I'm optimistic now that they can release these other ones now.
Me too. I am. I mean, I'm surprisingly optimistic now too because two of these DVDs... These are the two DVDs that people say would never be released due to licensing issues.
Yes.
You know,
it's possible, you know. Never say never.
Exactly. So I'm very, whatchamacallit, encouraged by this. Hopefully, you know, this will allow, you know, all these companies that have great classic shows release a few of the volumes. They'll complete the rest of the series, and if they never release the series, period. They will finally do what's right for the fans and what's right for business, which will make them a lot of money.
Yeah, so, and I think Step by Step will be next.
I hope so. I think so.
I'm predicting it here on the show. Step by Step will be the next DVD after 1 year in Batman to go on DVD.
You know what's funny? It's like after when I heard Batman, the next thing I was thinking about was Wonder Years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came out, I was like, wow. So now, yeah, Step by Step is on my radar now. So
that's next.
Hopefully they'll do that.
That's next. So we'll see later this year. Go get that.
Oh yeah. So people support them by the DVDs.
Yep.
They can release these other shows, man.
Yeah. Let's hope. All right. Well, any plugs before we leave?
Oh yeah. You know, check out my show, Voice Urban Legend. You know, we'll talk more about the Derek Jeter retirement since this is his
last year.
His world tour and more about the NBA, you know, about what happened today and, of course, preview with the actual All-Star game and, you know, what else is going on in the world of sports. So come back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Sundays, check out my show. And, of course, come back next Saturday, 11 p.m., check out IMAC. With your host, Macaulay Matthew.
All right, thanks. Well, so check out his show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend at 6, and check out IMAC here at 11 on Saturday nights on Bata Radio. So for me, Macaulay Matthew, and Willie Baramo, we'll see you next week. Peace out.